And happy New Year's Day, because we're not coming back tomorrow.
Happy.
Matty T is here. Justin Akery, Chris Kane.
Hello.
KTV. Our featured voice today.
Hello. I like this year in review that you guys are doing.
It's fun. We do it every year.
I think it's fantastic.
Well, you look, we do a lot of interesting and fun things through the year and some not so good things.
But you showcase all of them, right?
Have to.
Good and bad.
Has to. Most of the year review is made up from Joe Klein clips.
That's not a bad year.
We should
year
do
review.
A Joe Klein's greatest hits clip.
He's recently now in one of our promos, him on the weather wall.
Oh, is that right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I mean, he's fantastic.
Joe Klein is a great talent. I told him if you give up this whole coaching thing, you could definitely be a radio host or a TV host if you wanted to. I'd much rather see Joe Klein doing college basketball games as a broadcaster on the SEC Network than Tim Tebow doing football on the SEC Network.
Tim Tebow's going to call everyone. Yes, he's going to say, yes, sir, I think they're going to be a good team.
And unlike
Tim, they went 3-9
yeah,
last year.
Unlike when Stan Heath was the coach, Joe Klein can actually be critical, not get in trouble. Chris Smith from Forbes called in early March, and we talked about America's fattest cities. And we also talked about a fat governor who's not nearly as fat now and is poised to make a run for president.
Yes, New Jersey does tilt the United States to the east. Chris Christie is not helping the cause. You know, and the thing is, it shouldn't matter. If you're a good politician or whatever it is your job is, if you're good at it, it shouldn't matter. But if he has any hope of running for president, he's got to get in better shape, right?
I think that's one thing they're going to be working on the next few years. If he's serious about making a run, he's going to have. Look, I'm not telling him to be an Iron Man and go compete in marathons, but you got to do something,
right?
Right. And they've asked him before. You know, they've asked him on late night talk show host. What does your doctor say? Hey, he says I need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, there's your first cue.
I mean, they call it running for president. They don't call it stop, dropping, and rolling for president.
Mean. Who said that?
I don't
Rude.
Know.
Some Keithley really Service coming live fan feedback, and we'll get back to it. Paul says, hey, Chris, I need you to edit your Buzz News update. Jigsaw, quote, died at the hands of another giraffe. Please change hands to hooves
or paws.
When reporting the news, accuracy is everything. Thank you, Paul T. and Little Rock on the Keithley Service coming live fan feedback.
Kev I'll says, do that.
Kev says, girls, yes, but only baked, not fried. I got to stay in shape. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. Kev says in Little Rock, button bar, please, Justin. I only ride females. I was talking about female. Okay. Kev says, Christy has a lap band, still isn't losing weight. Yes, that's sad. Steven Little Rock, I actually was acquainted with a guy who went to Africa to specifically kill animals. When I was forced to see pictures, one of the animals he killed was a giraffe. The carcass was given to the locals for food. My understanding is it's quite delicious, but seems inappropriate.
It's a delicacy in five
countries. Put a lot of sauce on it, though.
Yeah, it seems inappropriate to talk about that now. Is that an A1 thing? I mean, I'm out. We are continuing our year in review, but we're going to briefly visit with Jim Harris of SportingLifeArkansas.com. Because Arkansas, of course, just got done playing basketball and murdering two unsuspecting victims, and it will smash a couple of other suspecting victims prior to getting into SEC play.
Giraffe Arkansas, style.
Yes, Arkansas opened SEC play last year against a Texas A&M team that was less than stellar, and they'll do the same this year. By the way, Jim, I'm sure you've looked at this, and welcome to the show, and thank you for another great year. But if you think Arkansas's non-conference schedule is really weak, have a gander at Texas A&M's. It is, in a word, horrible.
Horrific.
Their non-conference schedule is it makes Arkansas's look like the L.A. Lakers schedule. It's so pathetically there's not one good win or one good game on there.
Oh, you know, I think that's probably been true for A&M for, you know, years and years. I don't think they've necessarily been known for scheduling or overscheduling themselves, even when they had pretty good teams. I think they kind of scheduled this year knowing that it would be a rebuilding year.
Yeah. Would you say that
I'm getting choked up over it. It's just so sad.
We're choked up over A&M's quarterback, not necessarily their basketball team. It could be the last hurrah for Johnny Manziel in a matchup of ranked teams tonight. A&M and Duke is A&M tries to keep the SEC wagon rolling. Mississippi State will have a chance to play Rice today to keep the SEC's record perfect as well in the postseason. But as far as basketball goes, Arkansas basketball this year, Jim, ahead of schedule, on schedule, or behind where you thought they would be at this point in the season?
No, they're right on schedule. Okay. They're doing exactly kind of what I thought. And the record is where I thought it would be. I thought they'd, you know, get a win out of Hawaii early in the year. I was glad it wasn't Chaminade, but actually a decent sounding team. You know, Minnesota, that would be a win that will still look good down the road.
Yeah.
And then everything else, I mean, you know, everything was at home. I expected them to control at home against the type of schedule. Now, I think that at times I thought they had assembled a team from the Buzz 103 talent pool, you know, to suit up as High Point. That was a pretty small team.
Well, if I got to, like, grab people that come on the show, I think we probably could have put a team as good or better. If I get to use my former co-host, who is going to be my future co-host, and then we can grab, like, Joe Klein, who was on the show extensively. I like our chances to compete with High Point.
Oh, well, I think you would have beaten High Point.
Yeah.
Those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
But it's right where I thought. Now, they'll take care of Texas San Antonio next week or later this week, and then start it at A&M. And, of course, it will be I don't care how lousy a schedule Texas A&M has played. I still expect a test down there.
Yeah.
I think that they'll. I think that Arkansas still has to show. I mean, not just me as a columnist, but I pretty well figure everybody who follows them. I think Arkansas has to show that they can take this on a really true road. I mean, where it's 4,000 maybe half disinterested fans, you know, and still play well and still beat the other team's zone, which they'll probably face a lot. And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, win these games on the road against teams that they should handle. I'll flat out say, I mean, they shouldn't lose on the road
right. To
a team like an A&M or to South Carolina or, you know, some of these teams down in the lower half of the standings. But I think Arkansas has a great chance to be in the top. For the league.
I agree. And I looked at an online thing today, and they were expecting five teams, I believe, from the SEC to get in, maybe four or five. And so Arkansas would be right there on the cusp of that. And also, Jim, I did a little math, which is usually scary to everyone, but by my count, if Arkansas goes 500 in league play, they win 21 games this year if they round out their non-conference schedule with two victories as expected. 21 wins get you right on the cusp. So if you can't win another game or two along the way, to get you to 10 wins in conference play, and you go 10-6 to me and 23 wins overall, that's good enough, isn't it?
I think so.
Right, 8-8 won't get them in the NCAA tournament. I don't believe. I think they're going to have to go 10-6, 11-5. We're underselling. They play 18, so they have to go 11-7, 12-6, something like that.
Yeah,
in the
okay.
league. To get interest from the NCAA, I don't think a 9-9 league record is going to do it. Unless it's 9-9 and then you go to Atlanta and win three games. If you win the league tournament, it doesn't matter. You get in. And that would certainly be a good goal if they don't do it record-wise. I think this team is the kind of team that could actually win three straight games in a tournament like that. I think they have the kind of team that could get hot for three straight games and shoot the ball really well.
I agree. I
also think this team can shoot 35% or worse from outside on three straight games. I still think the jury's out on how good a shooter really that Antoine Bell is. I was hoping for better from him, and I think Wade is still. Body too. I just don't think they have the really, for lack of a better example, the Scotty Thurman type guy, or even an Al Dillard type guy who you stick in the ball game and he hits the shot. It's the big 20 footer when you got to have it, or when the game is tight.
Hey, Jim, you talk about this team and a little more depth, and that's something that I think we've been lacking the past couple of years. Who's the one player that they can't afford to lose on this team moving forward?
Well, I think against the better teams in the SEC, they need Portis. I don't think they can lose Portis. But I don't know if this is the kind of team that, you know, could see a ankle injury to Qualls or a, you know, some kind of injury to Harris, and it hurt them dramatically. Like, say, the injury to Marshawn Powell did 2 years ago. I mean, you couldn't lose Powell, and they lost him the second game of the season, basically. But I think against the teams like Florida, Kentucky, those teams like that, I think, especially when you play those guys on the road, I think a guy like Portis, who has really played a whole lot of basketball in a lot of unfamiliar surroundings and played it well on the AAU circuit and been a tremendous player, I think he's the kind of guy that you don't want to not have in Lexington or Gainesville or Columbia, Missouri. Jim, I mean, that's the guy I wouldn't want to lose.
Jim, we'll talk more hoops next Tuesday as well, but real quick before we move on, we got to get back to our year in review. What a wild year 2013 was, certainly, and as I look back through our year in review, there's so many things I'm like, that was this year? But the bowl game that you, if you could only watch one bowl game between this moment and the end of the day tomorrow, which one?
This moment and the end of the day tomorrow. I don't know, maybe this will surprise you, but I think the Stanford-Michigan State game is going to be a game that I would enjoy watching. I think it's going to be a real physical football game and a well-coached game and just the kind of football I like.
If you drink through the night on New Year's Eve, as many people I went to college with did, and you stay on the bottle until halftime of that game, you may think it's 1976. Because it is going to be an old-school, punch-you-in-the-mouth, run-the-football, great defensive game. It should be a ton of fun to watch.
You know, it's funny about the Rose Bowl. I don't know about you, but being as it started all the time around 3:30 or so here in Arkansas every year, and after a big New Year's Eve and all that, and sometimes Arkansas would be playing. I mean, back when I was a kid, I mean, we'd be playing that first game, either in the Cotton Bowl or the Sugar Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It always seemed like a nap was in order during the Rose Bowl, even
yes.
if it was a great matchup.
I agree.
I don't know why. I just would nod off through about three-quarters of it. But I'm really looking forward to it.
I agree with you 100% on all that. But I will say this, too, and I was telling my boss this morning, who actually spent a long time in California and has never been because he's from Northern California, which is like a whole other planet. But that should be a bucket list item for every college football fan, and I don't care who's playing in it, to go to Pasadena and go to the Rose Bowl. It is an amazing environment. I'm so glad the national championship game is there. And if you're an Auburn fan that's going to that game and you get to see it in Pasadena, you're in for a treat. It is such a cool place to watch a game.
Oh, yeah, it's a real cool stadium. I didn't go for a Rose Bowl, but I went and saw Oklahoma play UCLA. And it's a terrific stadium. It's really neat the way they built it kind of into the hills there.
Yeah.
And,
I did not go to the parade. I wish I'd done that. That's one thing I definitely need to do.
Oh, I bet that would be pretty cool, too. I mean, I would – who knows? Maybe someday – I'm dreaming too big, right? Maybe someday Vilma and Arkansas will make it, you know. You think that's too much of a pipe dream now?
I'd love to see it happen. I'm in.
He's been there before. He knows the way of the Rose Bowl.
He does indeed.
Of course, it was through the Big Ten when
yes.
he was going. But.
And it didn't go so well when he was there, but still, you know what?
He got there.
It's just an honor to be invited, Jim. It's like the Oscars. It's just great to be nominated.
It's good to be nominated. Yeah, well, I think we'll be playing. Arkansas will be trying to get into the game. Some of the games maybe we saw yesterday. It's not the one today in Memphis. I'm surprised you guys aren't over there for Mississippi State and Rice.
Yeah. I'm not going to watch it on TV, I'm certainly not going to spend any time doing that.
Oh, it'll be a thrill.
I actually went to the Liberty Bowl last year.
That's what I thought.
This year? Yeah, it was New Year's Eve last year, I think, too.
I thought y'all did a live remote from Memphis. Was that? Am I thinking of something else? And I don't mean for an Arkansas game. I thought y'all.
We went over for some playoff games in the last year or two for the Grizzlies.
Maybe it was basketball. For some reason, I thought y'all were over there for the Liberty Bowl one year when it didn't involve Arkansas. I must have been in one of my nightmares.
Yes. I do want to correct something, too. I keep saying that it's two games, and Lynn and Sherwood and Jared have both corrected me. I thought there were two games left. It's not. It's San Antonio, and that's it. So I thought there were two games left.
No, there's just San Antonio.
My bad. Okay. Yeah. So Arkansas, if they go 500 in league play, I correct what I was. They actually would only have 20 wins. So you darn well better win at least 10 or 11 in league play. You better
I think you got to do that anyway in this league with its RPI to get noticed by the selection committee. Not the bowl selection committee. He'll notice them. Jeff Long will.
Yeah.
But I'm at the NCAA tournament selection committee.
True that.
12-6.
Jim, I appreciate it, and look forward to visiting next week after Arkansas gets its.
Happy New Year, guys! Yeah. It's been a great year. I've been looking back through it too. Just kind of doing a little something for our website, sportinglifearkansas.com. And also, if we get a chance, Justin, sometime I want to really talk about Arkansas Wild again. You know,
come up next week.
And I took a trip this past week. I hope you'll get to go down there sometime. I went to a place called the Delta Resort. It's a duck club. Mm-hmm. It's like in the middle of nowhere, really. It's in great duck area.
It's good because
it's down in
duck clubs in the middle of town don't make any sense at all.
Well, no, they don't at all. And this one's actually in the perfect spot for duck hunting, but it's really the only major thing down there. It's like McGee. It's near McGee and Rower, Tiller. It's called the Delta Resort, and it's just unbelievable. I hope we'll get to talk about it sometime.
Why don't you come in next Tuesday? We'll hang out in studio and go over it. I haven't seen, haven't talked to any hunting yet, so we need to do that.
Okay, let's do that.
Come on in. I'll be back, and I'll be tuckered out after watching a late game Sunday night with ASU and a late game Monday night with the national championship. We'll recap all that next Tuesday. That'll be fun.
Great. Well, have a happy New Year, guys.
Same to you, Jim. Thanks,
man. Thanks, Jim.
Appreciate
See you later.
It's Jim Harris, longtime friend and my number one contributor with SportingLifeArkansas.com. Does a great job. So.